Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Under a minute to go here in the first half. Stunning. 27-point lead. Down goes Johnson. Three.
Oh, no.
They're shredding him.
Thank you, Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan will be joining the KMC Masterpiece. He'll be on these calls alongside Reggie Miller for the Western Conference Finals airing on TNT. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock tonight. I cannot wait. We know we got 2 weeks locked in of high quality. What's this?
Just talk.
Yeah,
just
the Mavs,
just the Mavs music.
Oh, okay.
The intro song.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Eminence front.
The spread for tonight is what? Don't look.
It was 5 last I saw, so I'll say it's gone to 4.5.
Why'd you make that face?
It's 5? Really? It was 5?
It is 5.
Oh, my God.
Warriors by 5.
That's a little high.
Oh, Troy Hughes getting a little Mike Bassett in his life. Bassett came in here already before crosstalk in the commercial break saying, Mavs in 6. So Bassett is back on the train. We'll make our picks at 8 o'clock, but Golden State is favored by 5. I think that makes sense.
From a Vegas perspective, the way that they're going to want to have to protect themselves against the Warriors, but they are exposing themselves to the Mavericks.
A little pepper.
They are exposing themselves. Vegas is doing. See, they usually do this in a futures bet. They play to the most heavily bet team. They overhype the most heavily bet team. When it comes to individual game contests, they don't miss because they are slaves to computers, and they are completely going the other way on this one. There is not a computer simulation that says that the Mavericks should not be favored in every game of the series.
How?
There.
How? Why? I don't understand that.
I don't either. but
like they technically have, you know, 3 players. We have 1.
Well, they have 1 player. Steph. Klay is not 100%, and Draymond is.
Well, I'm talking about Jordan Poole.
Triple single. Yeah, we're talking about Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole.
So. It's interesting because you're absolutely right on that.
Like if we should do this, we should rank like the top 7 players in the series. We should write that down. But here's what happened during the regular season: the Mavs won. Now, Bassick and others wanted Golden State over Phoenix in round 2 because some people think the Mavs are the Warriors' kryptonite. Mavs won the regular season series 3-1. 3-1. Now, Klay did not play in 2 of those games. The Mavs scored 105 points. The Warriors, 106.5. The Warriors shot 48% from the field in those games. The Mavs shot 44%. Leading scores, Luke had 31. Steph had 20. That's it. Only 20. Luka, 31, 9, and 5 assists in 4 games. Steph, 20 points on 29% shooting from 3 in the 4 games. So there had been something about the Mavericks that had Steph Curry throwing up bricks. And look, we're going to get to this at 7:20 and this whole Luka versus Steph thing. There have been whispers, fair or not, about Steph Curry in some playoff series and some playoff games falling off a little bit. That has been a criticism in the past of Steph, but during the regular season, he was ice cold against the Dallas Mavericks. I need to go and look who was the primary defender on Steph in those games and who was getting to him. But those are the numbers favoring the Mavs in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, they defended him better than anybody else in the league this year, basically. And you know, I don't know who's going to defend Luka. You know, they have an answer. They have a set guy who can shut him down.
So
Draymond, what does he do, kick him in the balls?
That's been the big talk on all the talk shows, right? Who's going to guard Luka? Because you have the sexy possibility of the matchup with Draymond Green. But Pat Beverly over and over and over and over yesterday, I think 2 days of Pat Bev has now been enough. My tank is full on Pat Beverly. But he keeps asking, who is Luka going to guard? Who is Luka going to chase? Because Golden State makes you worn out defensively. He's like, you better get some really, really good sleep chasing these guys around. Here is Steve Kerr, a guy that we all seem to like, obviously very well known from the playing days as well, just coming back off of COVID with his thoughts on 77.
He's amazing. He's really, really something. So he's unique, and they've built their team around him. But, you know, that shouldn't take away from the fact that they've got a really good supporting cast, and the roster fits really well together. You know, a bunch of three-point shooters. They've got secondary playmakers with Dinwiddie and Brunson, and they got a good vibe. You can just tell they've got a good spirit about them, and you know, that's why they're where they are right now.
What about the Devin Booker game plan for Luka? Blitzing him, getting the ball out of his hands. The double teams, making everyone else beat you. Here's Steve Kerr with his defensive thoughts on how to attack Doncic.
I wouldn't say never. I mean, I think that's pretty strong. I think you got to mix up coverages against him. He's too good to just give the same look to over and over again. So I wouldn't rule out, you know, blitzing, that kind of stuff. You just have to go in knowing that there's no, like, one formula that where you're going to say, oh, aha, we got it. You know, this is a series where we're going to have to adapt and adjust game to game, even quarter to quarter. And, you know, he's that good.
That's always the game plan against every great player. You have to change it up. That's always the game plan. Kevin Durant was talking about that when facing the Mavericks with Finney Smith and the defensive coverages and some of the things that Jason Kidd came up with. So that's Steve Kerr with some thoughts on San Francisco radio. Of course, Luka coming off a series in which he had more points than Devin Booker, more rebounds than Ayton, more assists than Chris Paul, and more steals than Bridges, who finished second in Defensive Player of the Year voting. More points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals than all the guys who specialize in those areas for the Suns. Did you write down your list? You want to go through it?
I'm still writing it down, but
let's go 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line, 877-881-1053, in terms of just listing the talent in the series. I know everyone in the sports world has listed their 1 through 4 for all the teams, but let's just look at this series. So we're going Luka one,
then Steph, and then then pick your. It's probably gonna be another two Warriors.
Okay, so are we gonna put Klay?
Here's the thing: what is Klay Thompson anymore?
Well, I don't think he's done.
No, I don't think he's done either.
Like, there's still people who think he's not the same since coming off the injury. Not the same defensively, kind of more. J.J. Redick was describing him as kind of a safety defensively, not just your straight-up one-on-one, kind of a great helper. And he had some bad games against the Grizzlies, but he also is capable of dropping 40 still. I mean, I'm not ready to say that Jordan Poole is better than Klay Thompson right now. You want to just keep it to the postseason? Let's just look at the postseason. So Steph is leading them at 27 a night. Then Klay at 20. Poole at 19. So they're basically even in terms of the scoring in this series. And I'm with you. I don't want to just give it to Clay based off reputation, right? You want to sit there and look at him. 20 points seems like a little bit low for Klay Thompson, but in the series that they played so far against Denver, he was 22 points, 50% shooting, 43 from three. That's certainly very good. And then it dropped off. He did not play as well against Memphis. 18 a night on 42% shooting and 37 from three. But are we willing? Are we definitely going to say that it's Clay or Poole over Brunson?
No. So I went look at the player efficiency rate, the PER number for the postseason. Brunson's 17. Poole is 15. Clay is 12. Clay is right there with Spencer Dinwiddie, who's also at 12. And then Dorian and Draymond are the same at about 10.5. So I think it's.
I'll probably go Luka, Steph, Clay, Brunson. Well, you know. I'm a Draymond disrespecter. You listen to Pat Beverly and others. Mike Bass, the guy, always disagree with him. Draymond is like their facilitator.
That's a badge of honor.
He can't shoot. Watching him just awkwardly be scared, throwing up shots towards the rim is laughable. But he kind of coordinates their offense in terms of the passing. It kind of reminds me of like that the point man in the triangle offense for Phil Jackson. Like throw it to the center, let them sit there and work the offense off of them. But if you talk about all around play, obviously Draymond Green is going to be in the discussion as well.
How many list of players are y'all putting down for this? How many? What's the number?
Eight. I got eight guys listed.
Yeah, Draymond's like seven or eight.
Seven or eight. If Dorian Finney-Smith was on the Warriors, he's Draymond Green nationally.
Woo!
Without an attitude.
Okay.
Like they're the same guy. Dorian's probably a little bit more.
Well, Draymond probably defends better in the post.
Probably defends better down low. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're
Dorian's a better shooter.
They're defense first guys for the most part. You know, scrappy. Do the dirty work, and then Dorian's probably a better shooter, and Draymond's probably a little bit better of a defender.
So I'll go Luka, Steph, Clay, Brunson, and then I'm deciding between Draymond and Poole.
It's definitely Jordan Poole. It's definitely Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's the guy right now. In the first two playoff series, he's averaging 19 points, 4 assists, 3 boards. He's the first guard to score 25 points and 60% plus shooting in the first three straight playoff games. I mean, he's showing up at the right time for that team.
And then Wiggins. You know, don't forget about Wiggins. That is the guy that many people think is going to be thrown on Luka first. That it's going to go Wiggins. You can throw Clay. You can bring Kuminga off the bench. I don't think they're going to have Gary Payton Jr., which is good for us because they rely on him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a Swiss Army knife for them. Finishing around the rim, stellar defense as well. So it sounds like it's going to be Wiggins to start off. Then you get your mixture of Klay Thompson and company, maybe Kuminga, and then maybe Draymond Green to finish. So that's a lot of bodies to throw at Luka. Look, the guy scored 30 against them in the regular season. Phoenix had all this length and all these supposed stoppers, and he freaking torched them as well. He's going to get what he wants to get. It's just how hard is he going to have to work? Yeah. That's what it's going to come down to.
Truckwreck.com text line here. Luka, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Brunson.
Say it slow.
Luka, Steph,
yep.
Clay, Dre, Brunson, Dorian, Poole, Boban.
Okay.
Luka, Steph, Clay, Brunson, Poole, Dre, Dinwiddie. Luka, Steph, Luka, Brunson. Luka, Steph, Brunson, Spencer, and then whoever the Dubs have after that.
Okay.
Jalen's going to ball it in the series. Luka, Steph, Dre, Brunson, and then, Luka, Steph, Clay.
Steve Kerr asked if it was tougher to coach against Luka as opposed to someone like, I don't know, the two-time MVP that they went through in round one with the Joker.
I think they're actually really similar. You know, they can beat you in so many different ways. Biggest difference is that Doncic has the ball in his hands from the beginning of the possession, whereas Jokic, it was more, he would get the ball eventually, in the pocket out of pick and roll or you know, whatever it was they ran. But it's very similar in that, you know, they can just beat you a bunch of different ways, and you've got to be creative and you've got to be flexible.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.